What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's hot out there. Many people in the valley still have no water.
It's miserable without water, without toilets, without, you know, showers.
And it's not just the people who are struggling.
Water is critical for a horse to live. And so it's been a lot.
And it turns out the food in school cafeterias, well, it's a lot better than it used to be.
Good?
Yes, absolutely.
Welcome to the LA Local for Thursday, August 7th, 2025. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Brandon Liebhaber. Coming up on today's LA Local, yet another day where thousands of people and some horses are without water in part of the San Fernando Valley. Thieves in La Puente steal thousands of dollars worth of those popular Labubu dolls, and public school cafeteria food has gotten a lot better. But we start with the lack of water for thousands of people in Granada Hills and Porter Ranch. This started actually on Tuesday when crews were doing repair work on a pump station that connects to a 10 million gallon tank that supplies those neighborhoods. A valve that controls the flow of that water failed to open, and the taps have largely been dry each of the last 2 days. Of course, this comes right in the middle of a heat wave. Our John Baird has more.
That broken valve is deep underground, 24 feet underground, and hard to get to.
They are working through some conflicts there with other utilities that run through the area, including a gas pipeline, some critical fiber optics.
And DWP's Joe Romalo says while they hope to actually start doing the repair work soon, they're going to try to divert water from the Metropolitan Water District so they can refill the empty 10 million gallon tank and get water flowing again to the residents. But
they need those taps kept closed, sprinklers turned off, in order to get water into the system to be able to restore service fully.
Meantime, residents were lined up again, picking up cases of bottled water at three different locations.
Thank you. We're open 7 to 7, so you can come back if you need more.
It's miserable without water, without toilets, without, you know, showers. And it's essential, you know, but, you know, I have five kids in the house and we're all going through that.
They're handing out roughly 2 to 3 cases at a time, but residents are free to return before 7 p.m. each night to get more as the repair work goes on.
John was at one of those locations where they're giving out the free bottled water this morning, and you heard it in the piece. They say they're open 7 in the morning to 7 at night, but this morning, John Baird says that the long line of cars to pick up that water didn't actually start moving until closer to 7:45. We talked to LA City Councilman John Lee, who represents the area.
Obviously, that's unacceptable. If we tell them it's 7 a.m., they should be open by 7 a.m. You're the first I've heard of it, so obviously this is something I can look into afterwards, but that's just not acceptable. If this is going to happen, if this goes on till tomorrow, we obviously need to make sure we're there during the hours we say we're going to be there.
Now, Lee actually lives in Porter Ranch, so he's personally dealing with the issue. LADWP says the work to repair that valve could last all the way through the weekend, but there is a chance that the water could start flowing sooner than that. That's if crews are able to reroute water to the valley from elsewhere. It's not just the people living in that area that need the water, it's also the horses. There's at least 4 stables in the area without water, more than 100 horses there, and they say that LADWP literally left them high and dry. Emily Valdez has that part of the story.
Here at Hillcrest Ranch in Granada Hills, they board 40 horses. So when the water went out, it was crisis mode.
A little stressed out.
Tamara Brown is one of the boarders.
Because, you know, I'm worried about the horses and it's stressful. Horses have very delicate digestive systems and anything that, you know, creates an issue for that can lead to a serious, even death situation.
The owner says she called LADWP, tried to get a water truck up here, and they told her, no, you can go get bottled water. It's not even enough for half a horse.
No DWP in sight. There's nobody even asking, do you guys need help? Like, this is not our problem. This is DWP's problem. So they should be reaching out to areas like ranches like us because, like I said before, we don't have the capability to boil water. I mean, now we don't even have water.
As I was here, one of the boarders pulled in with a U-Haul and a water truck holding about 500 gallons. That's not going to last him through the weekend, but it's a Band-Aid on the situation. In Granada Hills, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
All right, let's move on to Labubu dolls. I'll be honest, I do not know much about this trend, but I know the dolls are popular. So I went to Wikipedia. We know that's always right. And according to Wikipedia, this is how they describe them. It's a, quote, line of collectible plush toy monster elves. Got that? Collectible plush toy monster elves. If you do know anything about them, you probably know they blew up last year. Lisa from the K-pop group Blackpink. She also acted in the last season of The White Lotus. Well, she was seen with a keychain Labubu on her bag, and well, they've been selling like crazy since then. So yesterday, a group of thieves stole thousands of dollars worth of those hard-to-find dolls from a store in La Puente. And it's in a video on TikTok. Shows at least four men trashing the store called One Stop Sales in a strip mall on Glendora Avenue. This happened around 1:30 in the morning. You can see they smashed the glass of the back door to break in. The shop's owner says they took $10,000 worth of merch. You can see that video on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at KNX News. Let's end today's LA Local with some food. Now, when you're thinking of good food, school cafeteria lunches probably don't come to mind, but you might be surprised to find out what LA Unified schools are serving up these days. With school starting next week, our Pete Demetrio went to check it out.
Forget questionable hamburgers made out of mystery meat, soggy vegetables, and orange juice from concentrate. How about savory breakfast collage, vegan guava apple pastry, Korean beef bibimbap bowl, or beef burrito? Charlotte Crisman from North Hollywood High and I dug into the Cafe LA Mac and Cheese. Good?
Yes, absolutely.
Then came the review.
I think I also want to comment on the texture. Again, usually in my experience with eating mac and cheese, it's either like too gooey or like too crisp. And I think the pasta here is crisp, but then the cheese really adds like the softness to it, and so I think that blend actually is really good.
So you have a good palatable but not a mucky mac and cheese.
Yes.
With a district serving 600,000 meals a day, food like this will be an incentive not only for the kids to come to school, but some were even getting recipe cards to take home saying they wanted their moms to take a crack at preparing this for the family table. At Robert F. Kennedy Community Schools, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Now, I went to LAUSD schools from kindergarten all the way through high school, and I don't remember any food like that. Now, the one thing I do remember is how good the coffee cake was. And if you're not from LA, you didn't go to LAUSD schools, I'm being serious. Google it. It's a thing. You can find dupe recipes online. Everybody loves the coffee cake at LAUSD school cafeterias, so I hope they are still serving that. Now, while Pete was doing that taste test, he got some well-deserved love.
My name is Kimberly Green.
Kimberly, you look a little astonished to see me.
I am very excited. I'm fanning out.
Fanning out?
Yes, I'm excited. I listen to you every day, morning, noon, night, especially 5 minutes after every 10, 15, 20. I listen to you for the traffic because I have to be to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I listen to you for the traffic on my way home from work. I listen to you to find out what's going on around in L.A. because I'm not from here. I'm from the East Coast. So you're the best thing that I have close to home. I love it. I'm excited.
You looked a little surprised to see me. Like, am I what you were expecting?
You are exactly what I was expecting. I love your voice. I'm so excited. You're making me fan out here. I'm so excited.
You never thought you were going to meet Pete Demetrio?
Never thought I would meet you, and I'm excited. Thank you for making my day.
That's great. Pete, of course, is a legend. Earlier this year, he got a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Radio and Television News Association of Southern California. That's the Golden Mike Awards. He truly has covered it all, from the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase to the recent deadly wildfires. And now he can add LAUSD cafeteria food to that list. All right, that's been your LA Local, Thursday, August 7th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Brandon Liebhaber. Tomorrow, Freakier Friday comes out in theaters, and Brian Bielanski will be hosting the LA Local.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.